Hi, I'm Mona Shinney of West Kent Radio. Today I'm joined by Carlos Gu, ahead of Reborn at the Assembly Hall Theatre in Tumbertwells, a powerful show about transformation, identity, and what it really means to start again.
Hello, Carlos. You're bringing Reborn to Tumbertwells. When you hear that word, Reborn, what does it actually mean to you right now?
It's a perspective of you living. You grow into a different life through your life experiences, all the ups and downs. You felt you being reborn again, not only your old version, but you become a brand new version of yourself, mainly through those downtime. I think mainly through those reflections of life that you learn, like experiences that you had in the past few years.
I would say so. The word speaks for itself, but means different thing for everyone. And speaking about reborn, moving to the UK is a big step for everyone. I know it's a big step for me. How has that journey shaped you, both personally and professionally?
Well, moving to the UK, it gave me a shot of another light that I'd live in a completely foreign country, speak only English, and doing the career that I've never done before. I'm a professional dancer in the competitive life, but I never doing TV show, never doing in telly, never done anything that is entertainment. So I felt in so many ways that I forced myself into an environment that I have no idea what's ahead of me and just roll with it. That kind of challenging and that I survived in the past few years. That's why I feel like I've become a different version of myself. And also the UK is such welcoming acceptance country that allowing myself give knowledge that to accepting who I really am, my identity, the communities. I've learned so much about it after moving here. Yeah, it's something that I never learned while I was in China.
So what did you have to unlearn?
What I've discovered that I have to unlearn is not everything has to be learned. Maybe being like existence is already enough. I think sometimes you're always trying to achieve something that you feel like I have to do something to prove that I'm exist. But actually just being yourself and existence is already enough for you. Yeah, I think I have to unlearn that.
Well, that's a huge task. Reborn feels very personal for both you and Amy Dowden. How much of the real story are we actually seeing on stage?
Reborn is actually going to be the only dance show that both me and Amy have done. It's going to have loads of a personal story that people don't see on TV. It's a show that we're willing to dig really deep within ourselves and to really bring the story out and share to the audience. Like Amy had her cancer journey through dance, through the one of her favorite song, dancing through. It's very emotional. It's like sentimental pieces. And I'm doing Argentine tango with another male cast and through my favorite song, Liberty Tango, and just getting all the emotions out. It's something that people don't see on TV. It's all the music is what we love. All the dance style is what we love. We do everything, put our heart and soul into all the numbers. So that's something I think people don't often see else.
Well, you both been part of Strictly Come Dancing, but not actually danced as partners. Did you have to learn how to dance differently with each other in order to actually make this a unison event?
100%. You sounded like a professional. Yes, I think dancing with different partner, you have to adapt in some way because different height, different sensation of touching, how you touch each other is different. Every dancer has a different level of the sensitivities. So we both came from the competitive background. So we used to compete against each other. We have similar knowledge in dancing. You know, there's such a broad industry that so many people have different knowledge, but both me and Amy, we have very similar dance knowledge. And also we've been given the opportunity to dance quite a lot on the show, Strictly. Our high was good and our knowledge was good. And also we are best friends, sharing the stage and dancing with your best friend through some of amazing music. It's just a gift.
Well, speaking of gifts, dancing is very, very creative and expressive. What's more important to you, perfect technique or the emotional connection?
I would say, as a level of the dancer that I am, or as somebody who wants to become a professional dancer in the highly performing level, I think emotional connection is the most important, because that's the only thing can touches people. People can feel connect. People can feel your emotion. You want to feel, the only way we want to dance, because we want to feel connected. We want people to be inspired. We want to say something. But without technique, you can't achieve that, because dancing is not something that you can pre and improvise and just do it. Dancing is something based on the discipline. That's why we train so hard when we're younger, like 20 years, we train every 6 hours a day. We learn those disciplines. We learn those techniques, because technique gives you a freedom to express yourself. Without technique, I don't know how much you can connect to yourself, because without that, in some level, you wouldn't feel that you are dancing properly. Then how can you express yourself without dancing properly?
Exactly. I totally agree with that. And I see that in your performance, that's for sure. But you've been very open about self-discovery. Do you feel more yourself on stage than ever before?
I do. I think, especially moving to the UK, I've felt such enormous openness in my life. And also, I've been so, acceptance are huge, huge lesson that I've learned in the past few years. I think the more I allow myself to be who I am, the more I would dance freely with myself. That's why I think openness are those emotions that I share to the audience. It's because I accept myself fully, which I haven't had a few years back. I embrace my femininities a lot. I embrace who I am. I embrace how I want to expressing myself in the way that I want, without any worry of people might judge me, or I'm not masculine enough. Oh, that's too feminine move. It doesn't matter, because that's who I am. That's how I want to do in that moment through that music.
Well, I have to say on that note, when it comes down to movement, I would say it's all about the rhythm and expression, no matter who you are.
It is. Without rhythm, you hardly can be a dancer.
That's for sure. For someone coming to see Reborn at the Assembly Hall Theater, what do you want them to walk away with in regards to how they feel?
Reborn is something that contains so many different styles of dances, but not only because of the dances, it's because they are from our personal choice. We love those styles. We shared our heart and soul within those styles. But most importantly, I think, is an emotional roller coaster. We're going to bring audience along with us and to feel how we felt from the beginning of our dancing, through the struggles that we had, the friendships that we shared and blossomed. And in the end, it tells the audience, it doesn't matter how hard life is, we will always stand into the end. We will always conquer. We will always win. We will always celebrate, no matter how hard life.
Speaking of life, if you wanted to describe this chapter in your life, this version of Carlos Gu, what word would that be?
Oh, wow. Tony, you're so deep. If I would describe my life in this chapter, I would say one word.
Well, Carlos has many words. And you know what? We've got to break the mold.
I think with all the experiences that I had in the last few years and what I've learned in this period of my life, I want to be as authentic as myself as possible. I think by being that, I could really connect with the people in the real human level.
Thank you, Carlos. It's been my pleasure to have you. And I cannot wait to experience the emotion, the talent, not to mention all the rhythm that I'm going to see you move to.
Thank you so much. Are you going to come?
Yes, I definitely am.
It's amazing show. It's incredible shows that we both, me and Amy, we love dearly. And it's just something so special. You can do something. You do a show that you really love. You not do a show that you're one of the cast member, but you do a show that has your story, has everything you want to tell. You know, it's fantastic.
You've been listening to Mona Shanae on West Kent Radio. Reborn comes to Assembly Hall Theatre in Tumbertwells on the 7th of June. Don't miss it.